Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar has been in office since 2005. His district includes parts of San Antonio as well as Laredo and the Rio Grande Valley. He hasn't faced a serious challenge in the last decade until now. 26-year-old Jessica Cisneros is an immigration attorney and has launched a primary challenge against Cuellar. Cisneros is backed by the Justice Democrats, and that's the same group who helped Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez get elected in New York City last year. Cisneros made her first campaign stop in the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Public Radio's Reynaldo Leaños Jr. reports.
Jessica Cisneros is making her way down a gravel driveway towards a wooden mint-colored house. She's in a colonia in Palmview in the Rio Grande Valley, a region along the border where about a third of the population lives in poverty. It's also a place where there's an intricate blend of Spanish and English when people talk. A woman approaches Cisneros and asks if she's the candidate, and she responds saying yes. She is. It's day two of the Cisneros campaign, and she wants to hear from locals about what some of their needs, wants, and concerns are in their neighborhoods. Cisneros continues to meet the other people, and they mingle for a while. Then they grab some chairs and form a circle. Margarita Suchil has lived in the area for about 20 years. She and the others present say they don't have health insurance and often have to go to Mexico to get treatment because it's more affordable. Suchil said that her doctor said that she needed to get a mammogram but didn't have the money to get it done. So they sent her to a clinic and the cheapest they could charge her was $70. She told a friend that the doctor said that she needed a mammogram but didn't have the $70. Cisneros tells the women one of her platforms is ensuring Medicare for all. She also tells the group she can relate and that some of her own family members also don't have health insurance. Cisneros says she had an aunt who had stomach cancer and she died because she couldn't keep up with the treatment and couldn't pay for it. And she said that's not right just because they don't have money to pay for health insurance and that all they could do was wait for the worst. They continue their conversation for about an hour and a half and bring up other pressing issues like not having street lighting, sidewalks, or sometimes running water. Cisneros hears them out and promises to fight on their behalf. Then they wrap up and say their goodbyes. The issues in colonias along the border are nothing new for Cisneros because she's seen them firsthand, but says to hear the problems continue is appalling.
You know, America is supposed to be one of the richest countries in the world, and yet here we have communities that have been isolated, that they don't have, you know, basic infrastructure. They don't have lighting, they don't have water, they don't have sewage.
Cisneros says one of the reasons she decided to run for Congress is because she wants South Texans to be proud of the representation they have in Congress. She was also a former intern for Cuellar back in 2014.
Never once did he ask me. He knew I was a constituent, and he never once did he ask me, what changes do you think we can bring to South Texas? And we've already talked to so many community members, and they say the same thing. I've never spoken to Henry Cuellar, and he's never asked me what we think we should, you know, change.
Cuellar was not available for an interview, but his campaign spokesperson, Colin Strother, was. He says when they heard Cisneros was running against Cuellar, they were caught off guard.
There's a big sense of betrayal that someone that we considered, you know, in our family and that we went to extraordinary lengths to help her further her ambitions in her career would turn around and not just run against him, but run against him by denigrating him and propagating falsehoods.
Cisneros has said the congressman voted in favor of the border wall within his own district. Strother says the congressman has been one of the loudest voices against the border wall. But in a 2019 appropriations bill, Cuellar voted in favor of allocating more than $1 billion for border infrastructure, and in doing so helped prevent a government shutdown and also protected places like a historic chapel and the National Butterfly Center from getting border wall. Strother says they're currently working on a new spending bill that will claw back millions of dollars that were previously allocated for border infrastructure.
The congressman, because of his hard work, his reputation, and his years of experience, he gets to the table where decisions are made and he is able to influence things.
Dr. Henry Flores is a professor emeritus of political science at St. Mary's University in San Antonio. He says the congressman has a lot of institutional support and name recognition, but the conditions in the district might be ripe for a challenge.
The citizens and voters of the country don't like to see entrenched politicians hold on to power and hold on to power and hold on to power. Particularly if their particular social and economic conditions don't change very much.
He says Cisneros' progressive agenda might help her during the election, especially since she's championing health care for all.
That's something that South Texas really, really needs, is real substantive health care reform. Because people have been calling for that for a long, long time, and there's only been marginal changes over the decades.
Flores says since Cuellar is an incumbent, he has a lot of community connections that have helped him get elected throughout the years. So he already has a network in place. Flores says Cisneros will have to raise substantial amounts of money to take on the congressman and travel throughout the diverse and large district from the Valley to Laredo to San Antonio to get her name out there. Cisneros says she has no problem doing that because her campaign is about la gente, the people. In Palmview, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.